For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Dear Mister, welcome to my fantasy, where everybody they seem to point to laugh at me. Oh, dear Mister, welcome to my insanity. If you want, you could just close your eyes and join. Dear Mister, come and meet my family, and soon you'll realize why I never feel loved. Oh, I can't handle life. I have no friends. No, there's nobody that really likes me, oh, except for you, the only one. It's too bad that you're imaginary.
Welcome you to Porch Talk. This is your host, Alan, and today, new venture, new genre. Never done it here on the show. I got Ayo Paco, man. What's up?
Yo, what's good?
Just a quick introduction for maybe those who don't know, a little bit about yourself. Who are you?
I'm an artist. I make hip-hop style music. I produce my own music. I write my own music, record my own music. I do everything. Like, I even shoot my own music videos. Like, I just like to, be able to dictate, like, what people see about and hear about me. Like, I don't want to have, like, that be up to someone else. So, I guess I'm just, like, an artist. I'm an all-around artist. There we go.
Man, you know, like, just in the way the music works today, I feel like a musician or an artist, they have to wear all these different hats, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
Because, I mean, if you think about, like, hiring a production crew for a music video shoot, and I mean, by the way, man, I've watched all your music videos. I mean, they're well done. They're well produced. They look good.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I appreciate it.
And I'm always interested to see, like, I like seeing, I wish there was a camera on the back end of it just to kind of, like, how did they do this? How did they pull it off?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Like, I mean, so some of the videos on my YouTube are, I did work with sometimes we work with videographers, like, in early on in my career, up until I got my own camera. And then, so the most recent videos you see for me are actually directed by me, like the Brains one and the one No Defense, that's directed by me. Eat Randy is also directed by me.
Yeah.
So it, and it really is like, most of the videos, like, for, like, I8, for example, is just a green screen. Like, we shot the video with a green screen, basically. And the guy who filmed it was, like, someone that had already worked with the label QC. So, I guess he was, like, familiar with, you know, just VFX and whatnot. So, I'm trying to learn how to do stuff, like, VFX-wise. Like, get some, like, you know, visual effects. Like, maybe, like, with a green screen or, like, a 3D environment. Like, I want to learn how to do that, but that's, like, a lot of work.
Yeah, man, absolutely. You know, man, since I like started doing this show, and at first it was audio only, and then we started trying to do a little video for some episodes as we can. Sometimes we just don't, we just can't. But man, like this whole thing is like I didn't know a whole lot about any, recording or any of this, and that, like just through that, it kind of branched into like learning about other things.
Oh yeah,
But I've
that's
kind of
fun.
gotten like to a point with some things like. That ain't really my strong suit, and I'm not going to waste a whole lot of time getting just the best at it.
Right. Yeah, I feel that. That's
Yeah, man.
how I am. Like I try to like sometimes I try to work. It's weird for me because like sometimes I try to work with producers like if I'm not able to like make a beat, which is like something a lot of people don't talk about, I guess like in my genre is like writer's block and like not being able to create. Like that is like a common problem for me. Like it's just like not being able to create. So like that's when I turn to like people, producers, maybe if I know someone or if my manager hooks me up with someone or like, you know, just to get inspiration. Like,
Yeah, absolutely, man. And so just like with your style of writing, I'm gonna, and maybe it ain't always this way, I'm gonna guess that the beats and the music part comes first.
yeah, like the music, the beats, the instrumental is what comes first.
Yeah. And then just kind of build up and around the idea, and then here comes the message or the words.
Yeah, but I will say, it's been a lot smoother when I come up with something before I even make the beat and I'm like, all right, I want to use this like line or like start off the hook like this.
Yeah.
And then I like make the beat. It's just so much smoother because like I already know what I'm gonna say. I'm not like worried about like what am I gonna figure out what I'm gonna say like while I'm cooking it. Cause usually I just like freestyle the beats or like freestyle the raps. Like, you know, I just like vibe out and just whatever comes to my head is what comes to my head. And like, so that kind of turns into a situation where like if I'm it may come or it may not, which is like a lot of artists, but like that's like anxiety for me. Like when I'm making a beat, I'll be like, is it gonna come when I'm trying to make it on this beat? Cause like I'll be like really into that beat.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Yeah.
I could only imagine. It's just on my end, dude, with like a guitar or whatever instrument, is having that part or just having a verse and a chorus and not being able to finish a song or you finish
Oh,
it and it's like, I can't waste the music on these words.
I know, bro. That's how I feel. Like, that's literally like the exact like feeling I have is like I can't waste. Like, if the beat's great and like I'm not performing how I want to perform on the beat, I'm gonna be like I can't waste this beat with me like giving it a lame performance.
Yeah.
What I deem as a lame performance, like.
Yeah. Well, man, tell me a little bit about it. So, like, just as far as like earliest influences, man, would it be like riding in the parents' cars or an older
Definitely. I mean,
brother or.
early, like the earliest, I mean, would be like riding in my dad's car or listening to Green Day, like My
Okay.
Chemical Romance.
Had that
Yeah, Dookie. Yeah. That's like
dookie.
literally what we would listen to. Cause like, when did American Idiot come out? I feel like I was born, but I was really
I
little.
think I want to say like American Idiot was like 2003, 2005.
Maybe, yeah, because I know we were listening to that, but I know Dookie, like I remember when I was a kid, Dookie was my favorite record, but because it like had the monkey with the poop in his hand, like
Yep.
on the cover, like I like that. And so like I also just love the music on there. But
Oh
like
man, so like you kind of like you came up like your earliest memories of music is pop punk, man. That's great, you know?
yeah, interesting, right? Because like I don't know, like I don't, it, that really is like the most like earliest exposure I had to music was My Chemical Romance, even like The Clash, and what's that other band, the Sex Pistols.
Dude, great
Yeah,
influences, man. It sounds like your dad was the man, man.
like he also played music, so he has like a wide range of musical, you know, influences.
We do a show within this show. It's called Untapping Vinyl, and it's done like with a friend of mine. He just retired from doing radio.
Oh shit, okay.
And like he's got all these sayings and like just influences that kind of built the show he used to do. It was called Indies Only, and it was a cool show where he had like a 3-hour block to just play things you never hear on the radio around
That's
here.
crazy, yeah.
And it's like new and like sometimes local, sometimes it's a little more regional, whatever. But his first memory was scooping a Sex Pistols cassette tape. That's how he got into music, was the Sex Pistols.
That's crazy. Do you know which album or what you got?
Never Mind the Bollocks.
All right, hold on. I want to see
the Sex
I know
Pistols.
What album I was listening to. I'm gonna see. I'm checking Spotify right now because I know the exact album that like I because I know it had God Save the Queen on it. Yeah, that album. This one. Never Mind the Bollocks.
That's
this
it.
Was, yeah, that was the one that I think my dad played me.
That opened up a lot of people, man. Like
that's
that was
crazy.
That's a great album. Like that's a very like inspirational album for like, and now I know it's even in hip hop. You know, that's great.
Yeah.
So how would you find your way over to hip hop and like just like getting into beats, man?
I mean, long journey, but I guess it started because like the radio station we grew up listening to, I'm from Athens, Georgia. So like there was this radio station called 100.1 and they always played rock. So like I also kind of got into like AC/DC and shit and like that kind of rock.
Oh, hell yeah.
The British people. And like they kind of switched it over to like hip hop and pop. And it was like a huge like controversy in Athens because Athens is like rock town, and like it was controversial. But and so my parents at first were not playing the new 100.1, like they were not playing it, but I was
that
like
had to be like the college station, right?
Yes. I think so. It's like I don't know, man. No, it's I don't think it's like college radio, but it's like the, you know, pop radio in Athens. Like
okay.
But like that was the first time when I played it. I put it on one time in the car, I remember. I don't know why, but it was the first time I ever heard rap or like something that sounded like rap. Like it was like a song by like maybe Beyonce or Rihanna or something, and there was like a guy rapping on the verse, and like I was like, this sounds, the first thing I thought was, this does not sound how I thought rap sounded. So that was what kind of intrigued me. I was like, this is rap. Like I thought rap was just like, bleh, 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 bleh. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and so I was like, whoa, like this sounds crazy. So I started like slowly kind of learning and hearing more like rap music and like pop music. Like I started hearing more of that. So then like, but I remember when it really took a turn was when I was like maybe 11 or 12, and like my buddy showed me Lil Wayne and I was like, holy shit, I just like loved it. So like I just really
Where'd you start with the Carter?
It was actually not even a Lil Wayne project. It was an Eminem song with Lil Wayne on it. But I loved Wayne's verse. Like I was like, I like Wayne. Like, and I had seen him before, you know, I'd seen like the poster of him. Like, I mean, I feel like every kid that was my age back then had seen it, but like, so I knew who he was, but I didn't know who he was, if that makes sense. Like I'd seen the guy, but then when I saw, I put two and two together, I was like, oh, that's Lil Wayne. And I liked him. So that kind of got me into listening to a lot of rap. I started listening to like Eminem, Lil Wayne, even old school rappers like Proof and like people that Eminem would like rap with early on. And like, I kind of got educated on that. And then like, but when I started deciding I wanted to record was when I heard Travis Scott for the first time.
Oh man.
Yeah. That was when I was like, yo, I could probably do this. Travis Scott and Post Malone. Those two I saw in like the first week and I was like, yo, I'm going to try this. So I just started and never stopped.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
So like, as far as like learning the beats, man, would you get like a MIDI controller and Ableton or like,
I had a MIDI, I did buy a MIDI controller when I was first starting out, and I learned that like, I'm not that good at the MIDI controller. So like, I stopped with the MIDI controller. I started like kind of making them like, which they do help if you know how to play piano, because being able to play it out is a lot more like easy than just like typing in the notes or whatever. But I kind of came up with a formula over time that like doesn't require any type of like, I don't know, like musical instinct. Like I can just like, I know where I'm putting the notes now. And I just make my music basically today. Like I make my music with the intent that like, it's almost like rock music, like kind of how they play. They don't like, in a lot of hip hop, it's
the progression.
Like, kind of. Yeah. Like the chord progression, like of the guitar is like those, like when the guitar is like hitting one chord and then it goes down You know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
Like,
yeah.
That's like what I do with the bass in hip hop, but I just make the bass slightly more distorted. So it sounds kind of like a guitar, like kind of has that little same top end a little bit. Cause I want it to sound, I want it to be like, you know, I want people to hear it through the phones. Like, I don't want it to just be good on subwoofers.
Yeah, dude, man, I've got so many friends in like the Memphis area. They'll record it like off the computer. It'll be really well produced song, you know, to be at a home studio without a whole production behind. But and right when they texted over, they were like, "Put your earphones in for this." It's like this that's the best way you're gonna get it.
Yeah.
Cause like if it's just regular, if you're just letting the phone speaker play, you're gonna lose a little bit.
You will. And that's with every song, but I try to just maintain as much as I can through the phone speakers, like as much as I possibly can. Like I know I'm gonna lose like some I'm gonna lose some shit, but I try to make up for that with some bass distortion and you know, stereo imaging. You know, if you do some widening with the stereo field, like that can really come in a long way for a phone mix, especially with our phones nowadays that are in stereo.
Mm-hmm.
It's like people can just get a better idea of how the song sounds through their phone without having to put earbuds in nowadays. So I try to widen the correct elements of the song and like,
man. When you were talking about like the process of like getting the beat together and you typing out the notes, it sounds like to me like you taught yourself in your own way, like what we call like the Nashville number system. So like the notes is like, okay, well, I like the sound of A, then we'll go up to D, and I like E.
Yes.
That would be 1, 4, 5. And so like that's music theory. And so, like, when you stumbled across that, it's like, no matter what I do, this works. And it's also pleasing to the ear.
Yes.
Like, that's the Nashville number system. And there's only, like, so many variants of it. So it's real easy to, like, memorize. And so, like, if you ever get stuck, like, you can revert back to the number system and be like, okay. And you can even put it in a different key.
Yeah, different key, different like pattern. Like sometimes it'll start like maybe at the root note and then go down, or maybe I'll flip the two, make it down here, then go to the root note. Like, but I know what like keys I use, like what notes, each scale I'm gonna use, like before I even start.
Man, I've talked to a lot of musicians and artists, and I've never heard someone like have self taught themselves like that, dude. That's pretty cool, dude.
Yeah, I don't know how I did it. Like I did it all with ear. My ear. I just kind of played with it like until I fucking figured out what I liked.
Yeah. Very cool. Well, dude, like with that, what do you make of AI and like how it's getting into the art? Like, do you ever you think it's a bad idea, or just like, well, let's let it cook? Or
I mean, my honest opinion, I don't know if a lot of people will agree with it, but I think personally, like from how I see it, like people aren't going to latch onto an AI like they will a real person. So I don't even like worry about it, to be honest. I just keep creating because like, dude.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
What really sells, right? It's the person, the image, the guy who's making the music. Like, you could have the best music, but if it's AI generated, like, no one's going to, like, fall in love with that person because it's a robot. Like,
Well, also, dude, like I think you're all over it. It's there's a soul behind it. Like there's feeling, there's
Right,
emotion, and
yeah.
like when you hear an AI song, like even though it rhymes and it makes sense, it's
And it's
just
on key, yeah.
there's you can't connect with it because there's nothing behind it, you know?
Right.
And
Yeah.
so like it's an interesting thing. I'm just curious to see like maybe how people will game it.
And I think it's interesting. I've seen a lot of AI like generated like Spotify accounts or whatever, and like they have a lot of listeners, but like I just think like they're so low compared to what someone could be if like if it was a real person putting out that music. Like, so like
Sure.
I think AI like in a general thing is like pretty cool because I use AI to like make album covers or like goof off on my AI YouTube channel, which is like totally unrelated to music, or like other things that can help the creative process. Like, it's just when you're AI generating like a whole song, it's like, what are you really doing? Like I think there's like a thing with Kanye right now, and I hate to talk about other artists, but like people are saying he was using AI. I don't know if he was, but like I
I
could
don't
see how
either.
that could be a point of like controversy because like he's such an influential artist and like people want to hear his voice. They don't want to hear like some AI gen anyone can AI generate a Kanye verse. Like, it's one of the most commonly AI generated things ever. That's like next to Drake, AI Kanye. Like, so I don't know. I think it's like I think it's stupid when people try to sell it like it's real music. Yeah. That's just how I feel about it.
Yeah, I mean, just. Yeah, I'm with it on that.
Yeah.
Man, you mentioned growing up in Athens, Georgia.
Yes.
Man, tell me a little bit about it. Go Bulldogs, or
Yeah,
are you a
Bulldogs,
sport
man. That's
fan?
I'm not a fan of the Bulldogs. I'm not a fan of any football team. Like, I don't really watch football, but I grew up in Athens until I was 21 years old, and like I'm 23 now, and literally it's a cool town. I met a lot of people. There's actually like a hip hop scene there. A pretty decent hip hop scene. So I know like every rapper from Athens and like that. And then like there's bands. It's pretty cool. I mean, there are clubs. It's actually a really dope town. I want to live there again when I'm, older. Cause like it's not as just it's not like Atlanta where like Atlanta, bro, like the traffic is just insane. Like it's just a different experience. But Athens is definitely really laid back. It's really laid back, really like just chill. Part of it is like kind of like a town area, and then the other part's like the country. So it's pretty cool though.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you, just I'm from Alabama. I live in Mississippi currently, and the saying is you can't go through hell without going through Atlanta first.
I
When
know.
it comes to traffic, right?
Right. Yes.
It
The traffic
is
is terrible.
I think about that like every time I'm getting ready to have to go through there, it's like we need to prep. I want to hit it at a good time.
Yeah, that's how people here think. Like, they're like, all right, I need to go to the store, but I probably shouldn't go until like tomorrow at 10 a.m. because there won't be as much traffic as there is at 5 o'clock at night. Like,
Yeah, man.
it's crazy.
Well, what about like with today's influences? What do you find yourself listening to today?
Man, just mainly Starset, the rock band.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, that's
I'm
like,
not familiar with them. Who are they?
they are like a newer kind of rock band, but they're like, bro, they are amazing. Like, it's like space rock, like like whatever the star set actually means. I think it means something like has to do with the stars aligning or whatever, but like it's all about like space and like the world and like our universe and like and the production is fucking amazing. Like, it's not like ambient shit. Like, it's like they got half the song is just like turn up fucking awesomeness, and then like they got like a little ambient section, it'll flow into like the next song. It's all pretty crazy, but like, yeah, Star Set, that's what I listen to. In fact, I have a Star Set hoodie, I'm not wearing it, but it's like over there.
Have you been able to see them live yet?
No, they've come through Atlanta, but I want to see them live. Like, I've been thinking about that recently. I haven't gotten the time to go see them, but I know I've seen their performances on YouTube and they look sick.
Hell yeah, dude. Hey, what about your shows? What about your performances, man? Like,
Yeah, I mean, I want to do more.
how did you build that up? Like getting there, getting to perform. I couldn't
Oh,
imagine.
well, dude, I mean, so it took a while. Like, I started out doing open mics. Like, when I was like 12, I started with open mics. Maybe like 14, I think. I was like 14 because I started rapping at 13. So I was doing open mics at like 14. And then, like, before I moved to Atlanta, I played like, I think a couple of little shows after that that were like legit and they were at clubs. And then, like, the biggest show I played was before I moved to Atlanta. And it was like at this big ass venue called Livewire. And it was like a hip hop show with like I was on the bill, my buddy was on the bill, and like a couple other guys. And then like, but the crazy thing was like it was during the summer, and the college students, the freshmen, the future freshmen of UGA were in town, and they wanted to go to the hip hop show because this was like the hip hop show. There's like never a hip hop show in Athens, so like they knew there was a hip hop show. So like the kids were just
Great
piling in.
exposure on your end,
Dude, I
dude.
know there was like so many people there. And like the first act went on, and me and my buddy were second. And like there was fucking a ton of people in there. And my buddy comes running in, he's like, bro, look how many people are out there. I'm like, holy shit. And it was just like a lot of people, bro. Like I was sweating. I had red in my hair at this point in time. Like it was dyed and it was like coming down my face. So people thought I was bleeding when I got off stage.
Oh, dude.
And I was like, no, that's my hair dye sweating out of my hair. Cause I was so nervous. Like, but it was fun,
Oh.
dude. Like it was lit. I got footage of it too.
I was about to say, I bet the footage or a photo of it looks great, though.
Yeah, I got footage of it. I'm gonna send you some footage of it after this. Like it was fun. But yeah, I want to do another one. Like I haven't gotten a chance to even do a show after that because like it's a lot harder to get a show in Atlanta. Like in Atlanta, you gotta like really work hard at it. Cause in Athens, like they'll kind of book you if like you got some motion. But in Atlanta, like they're like, man, it's $1,500 to get on the bill. Like, so you gotta just ask a lot of people and tell someone if kind of likes the music and is like, all right, yeah, sure.
What made you want to move to Atlanta?
Well, I moved to Atlanta because of Six, my manager.
Okay.
Cause like I didn't know him until he found me through one of my songs. Cause I did a video with like this videographer, and he reposted the video, a video of him editing the video, and that's how Six ended up finding me. So then he wanted to manage me. I already had a couple guys wanting to manage me at this point in time, but I'm not gonna lie, they were all kind of just like, one of them was really, I don't know if he had the right idea for me, and then the other one was just like not a good fit, and then this other guy just like wasn't a manager. So like when Six hit me up and he was actually in Atlanta and was like, you should come out here, and he invited me to the studio and shit, it just was a better opportunity for me than like to just get out in Atlanta and like network with people out here. So
Oh, he does a great job. I'll tell
yeah,
you
he's
that.
fire. I
And
yeah, he's fire.
I don't know, like, but your website looks great. It's very easy to
Yeah,
operate. It's
that was
not
my mom.
confusing.
Facts. Yeah, my mom makes websites for a living. So.
I cannot stand like going to like a very clunky and like
Bro, I
convoluted
know, bro.
website.
Yeah, I know. Like that's annoying. I
But
hate it
yeah,
when I
shout out
go
to
to a
your mom,
website
dude.
and
She
like,
killed it.
oh yeah, no, she killed it. Yeah, she yeah. Yeah. But yeah, that's how I got connected with Six. And he's a great manager. He's been managing me for a while now. So, it's better. I would ask for that over like a situation where it's like if like a bigger manager wanted to manage me, like it'd be tough because like I don't it, I want to have a connection with my manager. Like I want to be able to like work with my manager. I want to be able to like talk to him whenever, like all that shit. And a lot of managers I feel like are like not down for that. So I'm blessed to have him as a manager for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Man, I'm interested in it. I would like to like how long of a performance could you do, you think?
Well, I could do a longer one now. I could probably do like 25 minutes, 30 minutes.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Let me think about that. I might have something for you.
That'd be lit because you're based in Mississippi, right?
That's right, Columbus.
We would definitely come out, yeah.
Yeah, that would And I think because a friend of mine that runs this place is who connected me and your manager.
Yeah, that's what my manager told me. I asked him, I was like, so like how did this all come about? And he told me that. So
Yeah. So, and like that is one thing that I'm glad it happened because this was something, man. I was so impressed, and because dude, I had no idea. The last open mic I hosted, man, I've been running this thing for going on 3 years, and we had a guy come up to do hip hop, and like we had not had that, and he killed it,
That's
and
fine.
I called him right after, and I was like, "Where were you?" Is I had no idea we had this here, and I didn't have any idea it was to this level.
Right.
Like, it's very underground, at least to me. And maybe I don't know the right people. I'm not in the know. That's a very strong possibility. But
Right.
I had no idea it was to that caliber, and like it kind of brings you back to like you talking about like Athens, like how every rapper. It's like
Yes.
I just feel like is the community so tight knit in places like that to where it's just like we're all here or?
Yeah. I think so. Like, I don't know about the guy you had come play, but like, and I don't know about the place you live at, but at least for Athens, like, everyone knows each other in Athens. Like everyone knows
Yeah.
each other. Pretty crazy. But
I
yeah,
got
no,
you.
we'd love to do a show out there, bro. That'd
Yeah.
be lit.
I think it would be like it's good exposure, man. Like and that's one thing we really like to do is music discovery is like, hey, we hope you've never heard of this. And here's you some exposure,
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I'm with that, bro.
whole point of the show really is just like it's very indie. Like every now and then we get people who are represented, but I mean that's the whole point of it is like here's the underground, man. Like we want this is Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee, now Georgia. It's like, hey, this is what we got going. You just ain't heard it yet.
Facts. Yeah, I'm with that. That
Link it
sounds
up.
cool.
Well, dude, I didn't want to take up too much of your time. Let's do three more questions and we'll walk it out of the door, okay?
Bet.
All right. This one's a little geographical, man. If you could it could be somewhere you've been or somewhere you've been thinking about, but dude, if you could go perform anywhere. Where would it be? What
New
venue?
York.
You want to be
Oh,
in New
New York.
York?
Okay, what venue though? Probably the Tabernacle here in Atlanta, but I would love to play in New York.
You want to do New York?
Yeah.
Why New York?
I love New York.
Hell
I
yeah.
love going there. Like it's
Fair
I've been
enough.
there a few times, so it's pretty lit.
Man, I ain't never been. I've been thinking about it the past couple of years. I've been thinking about getting up that way.
Oh,
Like
you got to, bro.
when I was younger, I didn't think I cared anything about like the Big Apple, or I didn't care if I ever took a bite or not,
Right. I don't care about much of New York except for the music is fire. The music scene's fire. The studios are fire. And the weed is fire. And the food is amazing.
Got a little bit of everything, right?
Yeah, so they got everything. I'd rather go there than like really anywhere else. But like as far as like the tourist attractions, like I don't go there, but like you gotta go there if you're doing music stuff.
Man, we just got back from Louisville, Kentucky, man. It was for a bachelor party, and that was one thing that I thought we did a good job of is like staying out of the tourist trap
Yeah.
and like actually getting into the city is, asking where do you go to catch a show?
Yeah.
Like, where would you grab a bite to eat? It's like I'm trying to get out of where everybody else is, get into it.
Yeah.
Get the backbeat. Hell yeah, dude. Well, man, question two is man, if people are wanting to connect with you and your music, how do you recommend to do that?
You mean like get in contact with me?
Contact, finding your music, just the
Honestly, like just
plugs.
look up Ayo Paco, AyoPaco anywhere. Spotify anywhere, Google anywhere. And then if you like need to contact me, just DM me on Instagram. It's Planet Paco. I mean, I'm always here, so.
Always here, always active. Last question to walk around the door, dude. If you could go to one live show, and I mean, we can even unbar those who have passed on. What show would it be?
Still star set probably.
Still Star Set. Back to
Hell
Star
yeah.
Set. They're that good.
They are that good, yeah.
I'm gonna have to check it out. Well, all
Facts.
right, everybody. This has been AO Paco, dude. Thank you so much
Yes,
for your time.
sir. Yeah, appreciate you having me, man.
coupe, I hit like 85. Got 40 on me, that's super size. Yeah, I really like cheating, I gotta get mine. Pull up skirt in that IA. Pull up skirt, skirt, I got racks in that IA. I pull up with that Tommy on me, I'm gon' hit that drum. I swear that it ain't none, I'm inside that coupe, I'm up to some.
Supercharged V8, call it Black Mamba. Sex filth with the mob, I spent all hundreds. All I ever want is money, but don't call me greedy. If I say I keep it, then you better believe me. Got your bitch in the penthouse, sweet, she don't wanna leave me. Chrome star, we living life with no rules, we telling you.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.